Today on the Keys for Kids Connect podcast.
God is using people in other countries, their desire to learn English, but they're getting the gospel.
To every family affected by this tragedy, you're not alone.
You don't underestimate what a five-year-old can do if God's got his hand in it.
All coming up on today's edition of the Keys for Kids Connect podcast. I'm Greg Yoder. Welcome to the Keys for Kids Connect podcast, a podcast for donors and friends of Keys for Kids Ministries that keeps you informed about what's happening behind the scenes at Keys for Kids. We hope to provide updates on projects, ministries, and helps for adults who have kids and teens in their lives. I'm Greg Yoder. Today, Paul and Marcia Volcomo will tell us how Keys for Kids helped raise more than 50 foster kids that came through their home. Then, I'm sure you've heard about the school shooting in Minnesota. I'll talk about how we can help our kids deal with fear and anxiety. And we're going to talk about Keys for Kids Radio. What is it? Program Director Dylan Kreienbrink will join me to talk about it. That's all coming up on today's edition of the Keys for Kids Connect podcast.
During our podcast, we always want to talk about some of the things that we're doing here at Keys for Kids Ministries so that you can get to know us a little bit better. It's really for donors and friends of Keys for Kids Ministries and maybe even people that just happen across us so you can kind of get to know us. Keys for Kids Radio. It's been around a long time. How long?
Mm-hmm. It actually got started in 1989. It was originally called the Children's Sunshine Network. It's a part of a local radio station here in the Grand Rapids area. And they started back in 89. They renamed His Kids Radio in the 90s, something like that. That's kind of when I was a small child, so I wasn't real familiar with it at that point.
Thanks, Dylan. We were thankful for that.
Not to make you feel old or anything. Because you were around for the beginning of the Children's Sunshine.
Oh, good. I was only two or three, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course. So that's where it began. And then 2014, that radio station kind of donated the whole His Kids stuff to us here at Keys for Kids. That was about the same time I was coming on, started working here at Keys for Kids. And I just kind of became part of at first, just the technical support of it, but then eventually becoming a host on Keys for Kids Radio on the live stream and becoming the program director overall of the radio department.
Talk to me about Keys for Kids Radio. Mm-hmm. What is it exactly? Obviously, mm-hmm. It's a radio station, but what is it?
Yeah. So I see Keys for Kids Radio as coming in kind of two parts, basically. The fun part, most fun part for me, at least, is the radio live stream. So this is the part where I'm actually on the air as one of the hosts of Keys for Kids Radio. The other host is Steve O'Dell. He's a friend. He's part of that local radio station that I mentioned before. He's the other host. And we play all kinds of music for kids. There's Yancey, Go Fish, a lot of music being produced by churches these days that we're playing. And then we also have a lot of radio shows for kids. So that means like Adventures in Odyssey, Paws and Tales, our own programs like Down Gilly Lane, Red Rock Mysteries, and of course the Keys for Kids devotional, the audio version of that. So that's kind of like the live stream side of Keys for Kids Radio as I see it. And then the other side is the programs that we do produce here in-house. So that's Down Gilly Lane, Red Rock Mysteries, that we've produced in the past and were put on Keys for Kids Radio. But also ongoing, we produce the 4.5 minute of the Keys for Kids devotional as audio. There's a 60-second version of that. There's Parent Minute. There's the Unlocked Teen devotional as a podcast mm-hmm. that we produce. So keeping pretty busy.
Yeah, it does, sounds like it's busy. And of mm-hmm. course, when we think of this audio, it's on a lot of radio stations in terms of the syndication.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Keys for Kids 4.5 minute is probably our most syndicated, mm-hmm. I guess is the way to term it. It's on over 600 stations. Down Gilly Lane's on over 100 stations. Parent Minute's on 150 to 200 stations. So yeah, it's getting pretty broad reach, yeah.
And I also know that it's not just here in the United States in terms mm-hmm. of the live stream. Mm-hmm. Live stream's going all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's kind of a cool thing. We can look in our stats and our analytics and see where people are listening. It's around, averages around like 60 to 65% that's here in the United States. But then one of our top 10 countries is Japan. We have a lot of listeners that come out of China, actually mainland China, pretty crazy when you think about like the Great Firewall of China. I don't know if people have heard about that, but they kind of lock down what people in China are able to listen to. But somehow Keys for Kids Radio gets through and people are listening. So I'm grateful for that. I was surprised by that when I found that out.
I think we all were.
Yeah, but it's really cool to see how God is using people in other countries, their desire to learn English. And Keys for Kids Radio is kind of a kid station, so easier to understand for people learning English. They're tuning in and to learn their, to improve their English, but they're getting the gospel. They're learning about, you know, the Bible, about Jesus, what he's done for us, all that kind of stuff.
Let's talk about that because, you know, when we think about a Christian radio station, you think about discipleship, you think about kids coming to faith in Christ. What stories have you heard? I mean, obviously people have been listening a long time in some regard. This is sometimes second, third generation of people that are listening to, you know, Children's Sunshine Network, His Kids Radio, now Kids for Kids Radio. What are some of the testimonies you've heard?
We've had kids who are listening like all the time, especially a lot of homeschool families love to listen, turn it on in the morning. Yeah. And this is a way for that these parents have been able to have something Bible-related, gospel-related, just to help soak it into their kids' minds.
Well, I know when I have talked with parents, there are a lot of parents that say, well, you know what, I turn it on in the car. I just want them to have something on the radio as I head to take them to school or take them to soccer practice or basketball practice or just whatever they're going to. Just that the convenience of having it on an app is just, I think, is from my perspective, as obviously the president, is one of those things that it's accessible as long as you have internet.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool.
Yeah, that's something to mention. Keys for Kids Radio available at keysforkids.net on the Keys for Kids app. Those are kind of the two main ways to listen to it. If families have heard of Yoto players, Y-O-T-O players, they're these little like Wi-Fi connected boxes that have extremely limited access to the internet, just what parents give their kids permission for on these boxes. And parents can create a little thing to let their kids listen to Keys for Kids Radio on these Yoda players, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, that is cool. Now, talk about the day. What does the day look like at Keys for Kids Radio? I mean, what are you doing every day?
So I think of, on the live stream, the day starting at like 8 a.m. That's the beginning of my shift on the air on Keys for Kids Radio. So I start out talking about different things the ministry is doing, like Word with Zach right now, or during Christmas. There's a lot of Christmas things to talk about. My next couple of breaks cover Bible trivia. I really like that, to do that every day. And a lot of kids like to call in, like, I think I got the answer. And I'm going through the day, playing music. At 9 a.m., there's a story, a different story every day. And it just kind of bounces between music and stories. I'm jumping in there with different things, like talk about the Keys for Kids devotional, or talking about like some fun video or story I found on the internet. And yeah, doing stuff like Bible trivia and things like that. Yeah.
What about the gospel? I mean, obviously, kids probably come from Christian homes. If they're listening, maybe they just happen across it. But are you sharing the gospel? Are you encouraging them to be in the Word? What what part of the discipleship do you find yourself in as obviously the director of Keys for Kids Radio?
Yeah, every part of the Keys for Kids Radio live stream is about the gospel. I mean, there's songs, like a huge portion of our songs that we play are literally word for word scripture songs. From places like Seeds Family Worship and then Slugs and Bugs. They do a lot of our scripture songs, or Jumpstart 3. Yancey does some of those. And then even the songs that aren't directly like pulled from word-for-word scripture, like they're still soaked in the gospel. I mean, they're still talking about things from the Bible, how to treat other people, how to show love, praising God for who he is. And then the radio shows are all about that too. Like we're playing things like Adventures in Odyssey, Paws and Tales, Red Rock Mysteries, Down Gilead Lane. All of these are based on the gospel, whether it's like extremely way up front and like very directly talked about, or the stories are based on biblical principles and how the characters are reacting and responding to the situations, whether they're whether the characters are reacting well according to biblical principles or not. Like that's being talked about in the stories. Like that was a good way to do it. That was a bad way to do it. Here's how to resolve this conflict.
So we're talking about sin, our need of a savior. We're talking about obviously when you come to saving faith, that our response out of that, just the thankfulness that we have in our hearts for God is that's why we act the way we do, out of praise and worship to that. And then being able to share our faith, being able to almost defend our faith, becoming apologists. At least that's from my perspective. I think that all-encompassing part of igniting a passion for Christ in kids, teens, and families is that kind of all-encompassing thing. And that's what I appreciate so much about Keys for Kids Ministries as a whole, but also Keys for Kids Radio, that we're not ashamed of the gospel, and we want to make sure they know sin is sin. Sometimes it's uncomfortable to talk about sin.
Yeah, three of the programs I can think about on Keys for Kids Radio that are really directly towards that is, of course, the Keys for Kids, the 4.5-minute version of the audio version of the Keys for Kids devotional. We play that six times a day. We talk about it. Me and Steve, we use that as material in our voice breaks. We talk about that even independently of playing the actual audio of it. And then there's the Brinkman Adventures. These are real missionary stories that are really fascinating to listen to and to learn from. And they're very directly like, this is what the gospel is. This is how we're certain missionaries have been reaching these certain people groups. And then I also think about Prime Time with Pastor Mark. Pastor Mark's a children's pastor. They recorded a series of 78 or 79 episodes of him basically teaching the kids at their Wednesday night, kids' night every night. And they go through like the names of God, who God is, what he means to us, what he's done for us. And it's a really good, sort of like a sermon series, but it's really for kids. There's a lot of kid interaction. He like brings kids on stage. They do Bible drills. They do illustrations with the kids. It's really a lot of fun to listen to.
You're listening to the Keys for Kids Connect podcast. I'm Greg Yoder. Keys for Kids Radio needs you. Kids just don't have the money to keep their radio station on the air. $20 a month takes care of one day of broadcasting of faith and fun for kids around the world. Go to keysforkids.net to donate. Now, when you select your monthly gift, tell us what date that you'd like to hear your customized message read on the air. keysforkids.net to become a day sponsor. Well, I'm talking with Keys for Kids Radio's program director, Dylan Kreienbrink. What's next for Keys for Kids Radio, in your mind? I mean, we've been a lot of dreaming and things like that, but what's next?
One of the things that we've talked about a lot for Keys for Kids Radio is starting a preschool stream, because that's kind of a sort of a missing segment for kids. Is like, you can teach them like the simple Bible stories, you know, got like the cardboard books and things like that. But what's there out there that is at their level where mom and dad can just turn it on and it's just going for them, and their kids are like learning the beginning stages of faith through music, through stories. So that's one of the things we've talked about before.
What about this, though? When we think about Keys for Kids Radio, and we've talked about, obviously, the preschool stream, but we haven't talked about the challenges. And one of the challenges that, you know, I always find is, you know, kids don't have a lot of disposable income.
to fund,
you know, Keys for Kids Radio. Talk about the challenges there.
Yeah, that is a huge challenge. Because usually when people donate, they see a direct benefit to them when they donate to something like outside of Keys for Kids Ministries. But as Keys for Kids Radio, this is something that's really for the kids. And like you say, kids don't really have jobs. They don't. They have birthday money. And sometimes kids will donate their birthday money or their chore money, which is adorable and sweet and very encouraging. But it doesn't pay the electricity bill every month, which makes it pretty tough. So it's something that the people who are directly benefiting from Keys for Kids Radio, the kids, they're not able to support us. So that's something where we really need parents and grandparents to step in, become that $5, $10, $20 a month donor to create a sustainable support for Keys for Kids Radio that we can pay the electricity bill to keep the computers running to send out the radio stream so that the kids can keep listening to us.
And there are a couple of programs, too, that that people can join. The, the monthly $20 a month, you can get a day sponsorship out of that. Talk about that.
Yeah, so $20 a month, a monthly donor. You can have a message on Keys for Kids Radio. What this day sponsor message is it's basically you're sponsoring the cost of one day of broadcasting. So you can pick a day of the year, like a child's birthday or maybe your own anniversary to your spouse, and say like, hey, my name is so-and-so. Happy birthday to my son or daughter. Like, I hope you have a really special day. Mom and dad, we love you. And this day is like supported by us so that you can have a special message on Keys for Kids Radio.
Yeah. So $100 a month could take care of 5 days. That'd be pretty awesome.
Yeah. So that,
and then businesses too.
Yeah, so we have a business partnership program where businesses can join us as like $250 a month, $500 a month. We can customize the amounts.
Right.
And they can have a message from them as a business, as a little advertisement, but really a way to show their support for, hey, we want kids to know Jesus. We want them to learn about Jesus. And you get your name out there and you get your business associated with something really great like Keys for Kids Radio, but really it's a way to use your business to minister towards kids.
Well, one of the things that we've talked about internationally is creating Keys for Kids Radio in other languages. And I know that's one of those dreams that we have. And I'd like people to consider praying about that for us, because we don't know really where that's going to go, whether it'll be Mandarin or Arabic or whatever those languages will be. But I want to ask you, what is a prayer request, or maybe a couple prayer requests that you have about Keys for Kids Radio itself, and and maybe something that we can just share with our podcast friends?
Yeah, most recently, I had a guy working with me, helping me do the audio production for Keys for Kids, and he was a huge help. He's really good, really on time with things, and he's good at his job and getting things in on into me. And he decided to go off and pursue other things. Like, I totally support him in that. No hard feelings or anything. He's going to go do some great things. But now I'm in the job search mode of searching for somebody like, hey, is there anybody out there that can help me do this audio production? It's just, it can be kind of tough to find somebody who's like really on top of things, you know, can work to a deadline, can do the work excellently. That's not an easy thing to find. So that's probably one of the biggest needs we have, especially on the audio production side.
And then from my perspective, praying for more kids to find out about Keys for Kids Radio. I mean, we just know that there's a hole. There's not a whole lot of people doing what we're doing. And I'm praying that God, through His Holy Spirit, will just lead more kids to find us.
Yeah.
In closing, anything you needed to add?
We love having kids call into the radio station.
We do. We do, don't we?
If you want to get your kids to do a little special treat for us, sort of, but also a fun thing for the kids, is just call in to our radio number, 800-819-KIDS, 800-819-5437, and just leave a little testimony if you use and listen to Keys for Kids Radio. Like, hey, this is how we use it. We use it every day at this time when we're doing a certain thing. We love to hear those stories. Or is there something special about Keys for Kids Radio that your kids really love to listen to, a certain program, or love calling in for Bible trivia? We love to hear those stories because they're so encouraging, and they can really help fuel like our spirit, sort of, I guess.
To
encourage us and give us like energy. Like, yeah, this is really worth it. This is like, there's people out there actually listening.
Yeah, let's face it. Most kids do not have their own cell phones at this age.
Yes.
So it would be really encouraging as a mom or a dad or grandparent to just encourage the kids to give us a call and participate. Or you can record something too and just email it to us, which is another option.
Yeah, we actually have this kind of cool tool we call Open Mic on our website.
Okay.
And so it's an easy way to send in like a high quality voice message. Keysforkids.net, tap on Open Mic there in the menu. It's just like the voice recorder app on your phone, but it's on our website. You just do the little recording, and I get an email with the audio file, and it sounds great.
And it's easy.
And it's easy.
Very easy. Well, Dylan, thank you so much for being a part of our Keys for Kids Connect podcast. You are like the first staff member that I put on the spot.
I'm honored.
I appreciate you being here.
With no preparation.
No preparation at all.
I was not informed of what we'd be talking about today.
That's the way it always is. Okay, thanks for being a part of the Keys for Kids Connect podcast. Thanks, Dylan. Remember, you can listen to Keys for Kids Radio on the free Keys for Kids app, online at keysforkids.net. Or just say, hey, Alexa, play Keys for Kids Radio. You're listening to the Keys for Kids Connect podcast. Thanks for listening. Well, this next topic isn't easy. In fact, I hate talking about it. I'm talking about the tragedy that struck the Annunciation Catholic School in Minneapolis on August 27th, when a gunman, and I'm not going to mention his name, opened fire during morning mass, killing two young kids and injuring 18 others. Again, I'm not going to mention his name, but I'd like to share some information, updates, biblical truth, and guidance for talking to kids and teens. Now, the shooter, as I mentioned, was a 23-year-old man who claimed to be transgender, a former Annunciation student. He fired into the church windows where the students, teachers, and elderly churchgoers were gathered to pray. Two kids, 8-year-old Fletcher Merkel and 10-year-old Harper Moisky, they were killed, and 18 others wounded, including 15 kids ages 6 to 15, and then three adults in their 80s. Now, they're all expected to survive, at least last report. Authorities say he left behind writings expressing deep despair over gender identity, including a note stating that he was tired of being transgender. Now, these personal struggles, mixed with fixation on previous school shootings and hateful ideologies, appear to have played a role in the planning of this attack. Now, at Keys for Kids Ministries, we believe that God is sovereign even in tragedy, that evil is real, but nothing escapes God's rule. Daniel 4:34 says, "He does as he pleases with the powers of heaven and the peoples of the earth. No one can hold back his hand or say to him, 'What have you done?'" Psalm 34:18 assures us, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." Even when the darkness seems overwhelming, God is near. You know, when kids and teens ask, "Why?" it's easy to give shallow answers, isn't it? Clearly, we need to be mindful of the ages of the kids when we're talking about this, but we also need to point them to the truth. God sees and works all things, even evil, for his good and glory, as it says in Romans 8:28. Now, sometimes that verse becomes cliche, doesn't it? Well, if John MacArthur were alive today, I think he would remind us that God's sovereignty is never threatened by human evil. He's sovereign over free will and broken hearts alike. He's powerful enough to redeem tragedy without minimizing it. I love Alistair Begg. He's one of my favorite preachers. Often encourages us that even the worst suffering can strengthen faith where hope in Christ shines brightest. And with these reminders from our trusted leaders and God's Word, we have the tools needed to help our kids understand the why. These steps can help. Number one, acknowledge reality and grief. Let them know that evil exists. It's painful. It's not fair. Let them honestly express it. Point to things in their own lives that God used for good. Number two, teach God's sovereignty. Explain that God knows, sees, mourns, and still rules. Emphasize Romans 8:28 and Psalm 23:4, reminding kids we walk through dark valleys, but he is our shepherd. Number three, model lament. Let kids pray. "God, I'm scared. I'm sad." That's biblical. You know, Ephesians 4:26 talks about it. Be angry and sin not. We're allowed to tell God how it hurts. Point to comfort. Read Isaiah 41:10, Psalm 56:3 and 4, reminding them God is with us. He gives peace that passes all understanding. And number five, encourage action. Serve. Pray. Help. Write notes of encouragement to victims. God works in brokenness. Bring light. Well, what do we do if our kids don't want to go back to school? You know, if your son or daughter is resisting school because they're scared, this might help. Begin in prayer together. Use Psalm 46:1. God is our refuge and strength. Pray that as they sense his presence. Listen actively. Gently ask what they fear. Statements like, "I don't want you to be hurt," show you understand. Speak truth over fear. Remind them of Romans 8:31. If God is for us, who can be against us? It's powerful. Learn the safety plan. Talk through the school's security procedures. Involve kids in planning their safety routes. Stay connected. Walk them in. Pray before and after school and keep communication open. And if needed, let counselors help too. And then step out in faith. Explain that staying engaged in life, even when you're scared, is part of trusting God. Courage is choosing hope. Well, let me just leave a few verses with you just to anchor this hope. Psalm 56:3, "When I am afraid, I put my trust in you." We mentioned Isaiah 41:10, "So do not fear, for I am with you." John 16:33, "In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world." And then 2 Corinthians 1:3 and 4, "God comforts us when we can comfort others." Our world is broken and sin hurts deeply. Yet God is still sovereign. He comforts, he heals, and he calls us to step forward, not in denial of pain, but in the light of his redemptive love. To every family affected by this tragedy, you are not alone. And to our listeners, may this episode bring comfort, truth, and hope wrapped in Christ's presence. We walk together, clinging to the Savior who turns darkness into light.
You're listening to the Keys for Kids Connect podcast. I'm Greg Yoder. Right now, our Ukrainian devotional project needs $50,000 to print and distribute another 200,000 devotionals to kids in the war zone. Every gift makes a difference. Right now, your gift is being matched dollar for dollar up to $25,000. To help, visit keysforkids.org/Ukraine. That's keysforkids.org/Ukraine. Well, when Keys for Kids Ministries is out and about at events, we meet a lot of people. We'll hear stories like, well, Keys for Kids, wow, I didn't know you guys were still around. I used that with my kids. They're now 40, right? Or, I love Keys for Kids. I share these with my kids every day. Well, last month, I got a chance to meet an amazing couple, Paul and Marcia Volkema. They were at the Hudsonville Community Fair in Michigan, where we were displaying. The Volkemas had more than 50 foster kids come through their home, and Keys for Kids Ministries was a part of that. Let's meet the Volkemas on the Keys for Kids Connect podcast.
We're at the Hudsonville Community Fair. It happens every August this time of year in West Michigan, and you're running the Right to Life booth. You've been volunteering there as we're kind of right around the corner at the Keys for Kids booth. And I never asked you about your story before yesterday. And you told me that you have had a relationship with a lot of kids over the years. Tell us how. Who wants to start?
We have been foster parents. We were fostering when our own son was 7 years old. And we've had like 54 kids since that.
54 kids. Now, Paul, tell me about that. What was that like?
It was busy. Well, our first kids were, we got a sibling group of four. And it was kind of chaotic because I would come home from work and my wife's ready to leave for work. And because I worked days and she worked nights part-time. And so when I come home from work on my motorcycle, she says, "We have four new children, introduce them to me, and your dinner's on the table and or on the stove, and so you have to go to work and feed them. Their names are such and such and such and such." So we actually, wow. That our family grew from two, which we had two children. One was seven and the other one was four. Yeah, four. And we got four more kids from the age of seven to a year and a half.
Oh my.
Yes. So that's how it started for us through Bethany Christian Services.
So you've had a lot of other kids in between. I mean, from that point on, from all places around the world too. I'm hearing.
Yes.
Did you ever keep track of how many places?
Yeah, we pretty much keep track of all of them.
Yeah.
We don't see or hear from them any most of them anymore. A couple of them we do. So yeah.
What? How many different countries did you have kids from?
There was Kosovo, there was Liberia, there was Sudan. And other than that, they were all from the U.S.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things that you mentioned to me while we were here today, or yesterday, is that you had used Keys for Kids in raising your kids.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about that. Why was that so important?
Well, most of the children that came into our home were from broken homes where the court had taken them out and they were working with families. So what our normal situation was is to have devotions before our meal time with our children. And so we used Keys for Kids at the table when we were done eating, okay? We started with the Lord's Prayer, or the kids would take turns praying, and then after that we had Keys for Kids and we'd finish with prayer. And so that's how we initially got started with Keys for Kids. And besides that, through the years we used to listen to the children's Bible Hour, Aunt Bertha, Uncle Charlie, and all of them, and so we followed that quite closely.
Wow. Tell me, how did the kids respond to Keys for Kids when you guys would have devotions? I'm sure it was a mix. I'm sure some of the kids didn't like it so much, but some of the kids maybe enjoyed it.
I think most of them enjoyed it. Yeah, they were always interesting topics, you know, that were there. And I think the kids enjoyed them most of the time. Some of them could even relate to some of the things.
Well, how did any of the kids come to faith in Christ while you guys were using Keys for Kids? It may be hard to remember, but
yeah, a story about those guys.
Yeah, I think one of the most interesting stories that we had was we had a little boy and a little girl, and as they stayed with us, they both learned
the Lord's Prayer,
and so they went home to visit with an aunt, and they were sitting down ready to eat, and the food was all on the table, and they started eating, and the little boy said to his aunt, "Don't you pray before you eat?" And she said, "Well, if you would like to pray," and so he prayed the Lord's Prayer, and she related that story back to us because she was very impressed.
Not only that, they not only were impressed, that brought them to Christ, the whole family.
Oh, that's
amazing. So that's, you don't underestimate what a 5-year-old can do if God's got his hand in it.
You're listening to the Keys for Kids Connect podcast. I'm Greg Yoder. This impact is what Keys for Kids Ministries is all about, helping kids, teens, and families know and follow Jesus. If you'd like free daily devotionals for the kids and teens in your life, visit devos.keysforkids.org. That's devos.keysforkids.org.
So I guess when we think about devotions, you know, it's not our job to save the kids. It's really the Holy Spirit and
that's
God
right.
working through that. I mean, is it, in your experience, as you use Keys for Kids over the years, has that been a great seed planter in kids' lives, in your opinion?
I think so.
Definitely.
I definitely think so. Yeah.
Describe that. Why do you say that?
Because so much of Keys for Kids, it's fairly easy to relate to kids, and fairly easy for kids to relate to what was in Keys for Kids. So, yeah.
Was Keys for Kids a devotional that just kind of made it easier for you to be able to share Jesus with kids?
I think so.
Definitely. Especially because Keys for Kids was formulated for the younger children. So they would understand it a lot easier. And with the stories they put in and so on were something they then could form a basic on Bible stories and stuff, so they could carry on with that. And they would touch their interest, so they wanted to know more. So
were there a lot of questions that got formed because of that? Were there questions that came about that you were able to go maybe a little bit deeper because of those questions over the years?
Some of those kids, definitely. Yes, definitely. So even the teenagers, we had teenagers from our area here, and also we had from other countries, and those kids that didn't have faith were able to understand, and some of them there was a little bit of a language barrier, and so they were trying to learn our language, and so that helped with that too. But when we brought that to them, and it spurred their interest up, and so then they would, of course, we tried to give them a Bible and so on, and we took them to church and did Sunday school and all that stuff, so they were getting fed the word from a lot of different areas. So,
yeah, sounds good. Well, I know that our country, our culture is like crazy right now, and we know that the only answer to that is Jesus. In your experience, would you recommend Keys for Kids to families today?
Oh, definitely.
100%.
Very much so.
Yeah, you betcha. Yeah.
Just because of why?
Because it will go to work and bring them a curiosity of Jesus Christ to be their own personal Savior. And we need that today. Kids need to hear that story. Why Jesus died on the cross for them.
What an encouragement today from Paul and Marcia Volkema. 54 foster kids welcomed into their home, many hearing the gospel and experiencing the love of Jesus, some of them for the first time.
I love what Paul said. Don't underestimate what a five-year-old can do if God's got his hand in it. That's really the heart of Keys for Kids Ministries, igniting a passion for Christ in kids, teens, and families worldwide. Well, if you'd like to learn more about Keys for Kids devotionals or Keys for Kids radio, visit us at keysforkids.org. And if today's stories encouraged you, share this podcast with a friend. Just a reminder, the Keys for Kids annual celebration dinner featuring the three Heath brothers is Thursday, October 2nd at 6:30 at the Pinnacle Center in Hudsonville, Michigan. Go to keysforkids.org/dinner to sign up. That's keysforkids.org/dinner. Well, that's going to do it for today's Keys for Kids Connect podcast, created for donors and friends of Keys for Kids Ministries to help you know what's going on behind the scenes so you can pray, support, and share this ministry with other people. I'm Greg Yoder. Thanks for listening to the Keys for Kids Connect podcast. Until next time, keep pointing kids to Jesus.